The Chintan Shivir organized taking inspiration from PM Modi, Amit Shah during the event. Suraj Kund, Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah on Thursday addressed a two-day Chintan Shivir at Suraj Kund in Haryana. The Chintan Shivir is organized by taking inspiration from PM Modi, Shah said. Taking inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi, this Chintan Shivir is being organized, which will provide a common platform to face challenges before the nation such as cybercrime, the spread of narcotics and cross-border terrorism in unison, Amit Shah said. Today the nature of crimes is changing and they are becoming borderless, that is why all states will have to battle these by having a common strategy, he added. To formulate and implement this common strategy, the government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, under the spirit of cooperative federalism, whole of government, and Team India approach is promoting the three C's, that is cooperation, coordination, collaboration between the center and the states, Union Home Minister said. The chief ministers of 8 states and home ministers and deputy chief ministers of 16 states gathered at the event, which is being chaired by Amit Shah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the session on Friday through video conferencing. Praising the Narendra Modi government, Amit Shah underlined that, now, J&K and the Northeast are becoming the hotspots of development. The areas affected by left-wing extremism, Jammu and Kashmir and the Northeast, which were once hotspots of violence and unrest, are now becoming hotspots of development, Amit Shah said. The security situation in the Northeast has improved significantly in the last 8 years and since 2014 there has been a 74% reduction in insurgency incidents, 60% in casualties amongst security forces and about 90% in civilian casualties. Apart from this, efforts have been made to establish lasting peace in the region by signing of agreements with the NLFT, Bodo, Bru, and Karbi Anglong under which more than 9,000 terrorists have surrendered, Home Minister said during the event. Highlighting the improvement in the situation in the LWE-affected areas, Shah said the incidents of violence in these areas have come down by 77% and deaths in these incidents have reduced by more than 85%. Shri Shah said after the abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir on August 5, 2019, a new beginning of peace and progress has begun there. Compared to 37 months before August 5, 2019, there has been a 34% reduction in terrorist incidents and 54% reduction in deaths amongst security forces in the 37 months after August 5, 2019, Shah said. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has followed a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism and the NIA and other agencies are being strengthened to achieve a decisive victory over it, Amit Shah added. As a part of the event, Union Minister Amit Shah also underlined cybercrime. Cybercrime is a big threat before the nation and the world today and the Ministry of Home Affairs is ready to fight against it, Shah said. Adding that the Ministry of Home Affairs is continuously working on reforms in CRPC, IPC and FCRA and soon their revised blueprint will be tabled in Parliament. The Union Home Minister said internal security is very important for the development, stability and good governance of the nation and it is a common responsibility of all of us. He said the centre and the states have equal responsibility in nation building. A country can progress only when there is close cooperation between all agencies. Shri Shah said the spirit of cooperative federalism should be a driving force during the Amrit Kal and expressed confidence that this Chintan Shivir will further expand regional cooperation. The event, which will culminate on Friday, was attended by chief ministers of Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab, Kerala, Assam, Goa, Uttarakhand, Sikkim, Manipur and Tripura all having charges of home ministry in their respective states. Besides, deputy chief ministers of Maharashtra and Nagaland, governor of Rajasthan, home ministers of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Gujarat, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Odisha, Telangana, Finance Minister of Jharkhand among others took part in the event which is organized with the objective to prepare an action plan for the implementation of Vision 2047 feet and Panch Pran, announced in the Independence Day speech of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Thank you for listening to the organizer.